RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Thursday morning, MP on the mic. What's up, Richmond? Happy Halloween. Beautiful day. Should be a ton of fun. Great program lined up for you today. Look, I know a lot of you have said, I can't get into this World Series. I dislike both the teams. I think I just can't root for the Dodgers. They're the evil empire, too. They're both such dislike, unlikable teams. And I don't feel that way. I've been very upfront that I don't feel that way. I hate one team above all the other teams, and that's the New York Yankees. And lest you think I be the bigger person today and say, good series, good season, this show won't be anything like that. Lest you think I might... Oh, Jane Daniels threw a nice Hail Mary pass on Sunday. Maybe MP will talk about that. He's the professor. He's very cerebral. He's intellectual about things. Maybe he won't just play the clips and laugh. He's going to play the clips and laugh. What a fifth inning! That was incredible! Oh, my goodness. What a great 20 minutes of baseball. Bottle that up. Inject it into my veins. If I knock on a door tonight and they give me that for Halloween, I'll be skipping down the block. Let's go! That was so fun, watching the Yankees blow it in the fifth inning last night. Yeah, we're going to play every clip from the fifth inning. And we're going to, as long as it takes, we'll talk about the Commanders. We'll talk about Jane Daniels' ribs. Lane Casadante joins the program at 11. I will be nice to Lane. Lane is probably going to be harder on the Yankees than I am as an actual Yankees fan. I will play nice, though. That is my promise. I will laugh at them during this segment, though. St. Louis basketball coach Josh Schertz joins the program at 11:30. I think very highly of him, of Robbie Avila, of the Billikens as a program, who wandered down the George Mason path, got a little ahead of themselves, hired a coach that was a name but not a good fit, and I think are paid for that dearly the last few years, but a great program and a great tradition. I think he's going to get them back on the winning track very quickly. He'll also share about coaching against Ryan Odom in a Division III game several years ago, which is a fun story, that interview from our time up at A10 Media Day, all of which is to say the countdown is on. We are 5 days away from VCU basketball. Monday night, 7 o'clock at the Stew. AWOT will have your pregame and halftime show. You know Robbie and Rodney. They're back for another year. Whole roster's back. Whole gang's back. whole team's back. Max is back. Zeb's back. Joe's back with some new fun faces as well, who we'll hear from over the next few days. Lots of excitement around BCU basketball here on The Fan. Awan takes over at noon, as he traditionally does on weekdays, of which this is one. It's Halloween. Awan texted me last night, and he said, I'll be disappointed if you don't come in costume tomorrow. I know the deal. We have a Halloween party here. You dress up for a Halloween party. I'm quite aware of how this works. So last year, I wore, you know, it's baseball season. I'm a baseball guy. I wore my Kansas City Royals Bo Jackson throwback jersey in, which I love the Royals. I ride for Kansas City, of course. I love Bo Jackson, one of the great athletes of our time. I love that he played for the Royals. I love the powder blues. Great color, great uniform. I walk in, and the first thing he says is, ah, that makes sense. You're dressed as a football player today. That was JC, our producer, last year. And that was a little crush. I said, I'm Bo Jackson. He said, who's Bo Jackson? So that was tough. So this year, I'm dressed as somebody everybody knows. Worldwide. There's worldwide infamy here.
Extremely recognizable.
I am Ray Gun, Olympic breakdancer. Absolutely. We'll post pictures at some point from the Odyssey Halloween
Fest. I'm
going
to need you to do a dance. The kangaroo hop?
The kangaroo hop. I'm gonna be good at the kangaroo hop by the end of the day. I've chosen a character who her bit is she's very bad at dancing. So I feel like I can live up to the character.
Adequately prepared.
Adequately prepared. Should be a fun day. We'll see what AWOD rolls in as. I
expect big things after the text last night.
I'm expecting Jaden Daniels, right? I think that's the clubhouse leader.
Okay.
Jaden Daniels slash former Washington football player.
He's got Dan Quinn this morning.
Yeah, I think on the betting line,
yeah,
that's the one. I don't know if you know Rick Snyder, who covers the team, comes on sometimes, looks exactly like Andy Reid.
Oh.
His Halloweens are good for the rest of his life. it's an easy one. You just put on the hat, put on the headset if you want to go big time.
Yeah.
You're ready to trick or treat. Hazel, we're 5 minutes into the show. We haven't played the clip. One last time, it is time to talk about baseball. Let's interrupt the football. Let's interrupt the fun. Let's get a baseball update.
Over the shoulder, end zone, touchdown! 15-point ball, touchdown!
We interrupt this program to get baseball at its best.
First pitch, pops it up. Right side of the infield, back into shallow right field. Makes the catch. One pitch, one out to start the ninth.
Baseball stuff!
I'm going to miss that sounder. Great sounder. I will bring it back next year when baseball returns. Baseball's never far away. It's a very, very short offseason. Time for the Nats to start making moves, pushing their chips in. Time for the Yankees to figure out what they want to do this offseason. This segment may run long because I'm going to take my time enjoying this. Aaron Judge. Look, hasn't been particularly good at hitting this postseason. His ERA is 0.95, which is less than one, which is pretty bad. But at least he's got his fielding. He's not made an error all season long. Yankees up 5-0, game 5 of the World Series. Everything coming up, Yankees. Let's just finish this thing off.
And his line to center field, charging Judge. He dropped the ball. And throws to second, too late. So that'd be an error on Judge. That's the first time I've seen him drop a ball.
Everybody makes mistakes. That's okay. You're up 5-0. You can't blow this one. You're up 5-0. You're the New York Yankees playing in the Bronx with the pinstripes and all the titles. Anthony Volpe, your turn.
It'll be a 2-2 to Will Smith. Runners lead first and second. No one out. And the pitch is hit on the ground to short. Volpe throws to third, and it's bobbled. So everybody is safe. Volpe's idea was good, but it was a very tough throw because the runner was going across from him. That would be another error, I would think.
It was a very tough throw. Very tough. Who's to say, in moments like this, it's a tough throw. You know, expectations are so high on these players. You're playing for the Yankees. You're in the World Series. Sometimes you just have to take a step back and say, that's a tough throw to make. He had to throw it. I mean, he was probably 30, 40 feet away from the guy. It's a long ways. There's a lot of people watching. The guy who takes the ball out of the Dodgers mitt wasn't allowed to come last night, so he wasn't there to help. So you're kind of playing shorthanded in a lot of ways. I mean, if you lose, very excusable loss, but you're not going to lose. You're the Yankees. You're up 5-0. Oh, things are going so well for the Yankees. Gerrit Cole's your pitcher. Gerrit Cole is so good at pitching. He's the best pitcher. The Yankees fans told me that all year. And of course, part of pitching is when there's a ground ball hit to first base, you run over to first base, you cover the bag, you take the throw, you get the out. You know where this is headed. Let's play the clip.
1-0 coming to Betts. A ground ball weakly hit to first. Rizzo has to go himself, and Betts beats it out. Cole forgot to cover. So the Dodgers score on a weak little ground ball to first.
That's three errors in one inning of baseball. The Dodgers, of course, Freddie Freeman will play that clip in a bit. Teoscar Hernandez brings in two himself. The Yankees claim the lead again. The Dodgers steal it back. Your World Series champions, the Los Angeles Dodgers. The Yankees lose.
Here's the 1-2 to Verdugo. Breaking ball cut on and missed. Strike three. Ball game over. World Series over. Dodgers win. Los Angeles is the new champion. And they are going nuts on the field. I don't blame them. You know, in baseball, you get down to spring training on February 15th or so, February 20th, and you play 30 games in preseason, and then 162 in the regular season, and then all the playoffs. So when you see them jump around like this, boy, there's reason for it. They deserve it. They erased a 5-0 lead tonight. The Yankees helped. And the Dodgers win the ball game by the score of 7-6.
You're welcome to not love this because the Dodgers spent $1 billion and aren't super lovable, just if we're calling this what it is, and represent L.A., which is not a lovable city, and all those things. You're welcome to have that stance. The World Series is over. Back to football. I'm going to turn on Amazon Prime tonight, catch a little Thursday night football. You're welcome to say that. I will remain living in this moment indefinitely. What a week. Jane Daniels hits a Hail Mary. And the Yankees cough up a 5-run lead in the fifth inning of a World Series game? Stop it. Sports is so great. I love sports. Unbelievable. Aaron Boone, Yankees manager, what happened out there?
Those are tough plays to be super consistent at, you know, especially when you have 12, 15, at times 20 different pitchers kind of rolling through with different skill sets, some we work hard at. So, you know, it obviously we had a rough inning tonight.
Yeah, it's a rough inning. Everybody has a rough inning sometimes. Sometimes you have one in the middle of a World Series when you're winning 5-0 with your best pitcher on the mound. Gerrit Cole, you're up. What, you know, over there, first base, the thing where you just jog over there and catch the ball, but you didn't do it. Were you chirping at the Commanders fans? What's going on over there?
What was your impression of what happened at first base?
I took a bad angle to the ball. I wasn't sure really off the bat how hard he hit it. I took a direct angle to it as if to cut it off. I just didn't know how hard he hit it. And, you know, by the time the ball got by me, you know, I was not in a position to cover first. So, I mean, neither of us were, you know, based on the spin of the baseball and him having to secure it and you know, just a bad read off the bat.
Yeah, look, the Dodgers probably win the World Series even if the Yankees win last night. But for it to happen in the Bronx, it's a special moment for us Yankee haters. Special moment last night. These are the ones you cherish forever. There will be days where the Yankees win the World Series, and they'll be obnoxious about it. On days like that, I will need days like this to warm my heart and remind me that sometimes the right outcome does happen in life. One more time, Aaron Boone of the Yankees.
I understand the clubhouse was supposed to be open a while ago, so I apologize for that. You have talked to you through this postseason and the World Series, just about the closeness of that room, and really that's what it was all about. I mean, just guys pouring their heart out and being there for one another, loving each other, and because obviously this is a very difficult moment for us. You get to this point, you know, as I said to the guys, you know, this obviously it stings now, but this is going to sting forever. And there were just a lot of heartfelt messages to each other, and so I apologize for that. Congratulate the Dodgers and Dave on you know winning it all. You know they were the better team in this series.
That's the best speech I've ever heard in a losing locker room. Guys, I know this stings right now, But I just need you to know, it's going to sting forever. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, it doesn't get worse than this.
Time heals everything.
Tomorrow the sun will come up. Well, it won't.
Nope.
It's going to suck tomorrow, too.
And every day after.
I know you're consoling yourself right now, saying, hey, it'll get better and I'll learn from this. You might not. This might just gnaw at you for the whole rest of your life. And go get them, boys. All right, good season. Make sure you turn in your equipment before you leave, and see some of you at spring training next year. The Yankees lose. The Dodgers are the World Series champions. I only went kind of long. We're going to take a break. Just know I'll just keep sitting here enjoying that the Yankees lost during the break. We'll come back. I do want to talk about other things. We got some college football to set up for this weekend. Of course, the Commanders, most famous ribs in Washington, D.C., were out on the practice field yesterday in a limited fashion. We'll give you the Jaden Daniels update. Lane Casadona at 11, St. Louis basketball coach Josh Schertz at 11:30. Great Halloween program for you. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. 10:20 Halloween morning. What's up, Richmond? MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Reactions coming in to the New York Yankees blowing the World Series in one spectacular air-filled fifth inning. What a moment it was for baseball fans everywhere. Our guy Derby Bill says Lane might want to be a late scratch to avoid the wrath of MP. I'll play nice with Lane. Don't worry, I will mention it, but I will play nice with Lane. Lane texted this morning, can we talk Royals baseball because I'll eviscerate the Yankees. That's a true fan. I think that's what makes this great. It, like, you know, for a long time, like, if when the Commanders did something dumb, everybody pointed like, aha, they did something dumb. But on the other side were the fans, and the fans were like, yeah. Yeah, they checked out. They don't care. They know. Yankees fans care deeply. So much that they try to rip the ball out of the glove of the other team. You're not allowed to do that. You're still not allowed to do that. And I'm not saying they should continue doing that. They shouldn't. It's against the rules. What I'm saying is that's how much they care. That I believe there are a million Yankees fans. Easy. Not total, but there are at least a million Yankees fans who live in the United States who in that seat in that moment would have done the exact same thing.
100%.
He was just the guy with the opportunity.
He was in the right place at the right time.
He was the one who did it on behalf of the rest of them, all of whom would have done it. There is no widespread condemnation, like, man, like, wish like a rich guy had been in the seat because he wouldn't have done it. The rich people would have done it too. The rich Yankees fans would have ripped into that glove and grabbed the ball.
The Yankees fans evens all.
Absolutely. Yeah. When you put on the Yankees hat, it's like the Statue of Liberty poem. You know, tired, poor, rich, huddled masses, you know, penthouse on Fifth Avenue, whatever. When you put on the hat, you make a commitment.
You're a Yankee.
You go hard for the Yanks. And if that means ripping the ball out of the other team's glove, it's a version of the Philly fan. I respect the Yankee fan one a little more because it's like they're suited up for battle. In Philly, it's more like we're going to go get drunk, fight each other, and yell at the team, go Birds, which is its own special subculture. Anyway, she'll be up in Philly in a couple weeks. Always looking forward to spending time with the good people of Philadelphia. Gary Hess drops by tomorrow. I am systematically alienating all of my guests one by one. Soon it will just be MP rambling about things because all of MP's friends like the teams that MP enjoys ragging on, apparently. I'm safe. No, nobody walks around like, you know who I can't stand? The Kansas City Royals. Unbelievable. The gall of those people root for the Royals. Unbelievable. Nobody does it. Now, I'm getting a little taste of it with the football team. That's mainly Taylor Swift driven, which makes the whole thing kind of funny in a way. You know, oh, you're a Chiefs fan. Of course you are. Like, I don't have to prove myself. I've been a Chiefs fan for a while. I've seen some things, right? That is why I can come in here on a Monday and be so happy for the Commanders fans after the Hail Mary at 6-2, the win. Because I'm not one, and I don't pretend to be one. I didn't grow up. I didn't live it. I wasn't here for Rigo. I wasn't here for RFK. I went to a baseball game at RFK and a soccer game. I've never been to a football game at RFK. So I'm not putting on airs here. I know that when you've walked through that wilderness for that long, it feels good to be on the other side. And that's where the Commanders are right now, 6-2 with a winnable game, but a trap game against the New York Giants on tap on Sunday, 1 o'clock. You'll hear it right here, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Full pregame show with the crew and, of course, postgame gut check with Howard and Colin after the win or the loss or the tie. We've seen those in the Meadowlands before as well. All three outcomes always in play up there. The one thing, it's a rib injury. So yeah, fire it up. It's a rib injury. We need to address the rib injury right now.
I want my baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back. I want my baby back,
chili, baby back rib.
Yeah, it's a rib injury. So that has nothing to do with anything, but that field, there it is. Oh, unbelievable. I'm going to finish this thought, then I'm going to get to that. That field at MetLife Stadium is always scary. And it's one of those things, like, obviously that has nothing to do with Jaden Daniels' ribs. You can't injure your ribs on a bad turf surface. But it's still like, he's kind of injured. That field is where good careers go to die. It's a little scary. It's like when teams used to come play at FedEx back before they fixed the field there. It's just a little scary, that's all. Jaden Daniels limited at practice. Certainly no indications that he won't play Sunday. Said he's still intact and feels good. Our guy Awad came in here with it. This is good. This is impressive. This is the full Harry Potter with the wand. He's going to cast some spells on this program here. I like it. Oh, there's the wand. It makes noise. He's enjoying the wand a little too much. We may have to take the wand away, folks. He's had one too many Milky Ways. Time to take the wand away. We got Harry Potter here. We got Ray Gunn in the house, ready to bust out some dance moves.
I'm not sure that's Harry Potter.
Are you Hermione? What? What are we doing
Hermione.
Here?
Hermione.
What are we doing here?
The wand is back.
Who are you?
Wait, Ron.
Yeah, Ron Weasley. Ron Weasley.
Who are you, Hermione? Who,
I don't. Yeah. Yeah, it's been a while. It's been a minute.
There's only three of them.
Ron Weasley. Here. Does Ron get to cast spells?
Oh, of course.
He does? Okay.
He's probably the third best wizard at Hogwarts.
Oh.
Probably the third best.
Okay. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. I love your costume. You showed up.
I said.
You did not disappoint.
I told you I wouldn't disappoint.
Now, Hazel, here's the best part of his costume. I guarantee Raygun's actually a better dancer than Michael Phillips.
100%. This is the role I was born to play. Person who's bad at dancing. I was born for this role.
He promised to do the kangaroo hop, though.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Odyssey Halloween party today. I hope everybody else goes as hard as we went. Hope we don't have to carry things for the whole station again. Okay, so Ron Weasley's here with the wand, casting the spells. Make Jaden Daniels better. That's the one spell we need right now. Game against the Giants. Pair of trap games in New York this weekend. Commanders-Giants. Don't have to explain why that's a trap game, and the Hokies fans know I don't have to explain why Hokies-Cuse is a trap game. They haven't won up there in the Dome in 3 decades. That speaks for itself right there. We're back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Special day, a day a lot of us look forward to every year, a day where a lot of us really are extra festive and full of good cheer and like to share it with our families, maybe stay up late to enjoy it. This is, of course, the day the Yankees have been eliminated from the postseason. Great radio program in store for you. MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We'll get back to the Yankees losing in a bit. We'll talk with Lane Casadante at 11 o'clock ahead of a mega XXL weekend of high school football. These are the ones we wait all season for. 3 rivalry throwdowns, all of them every bit living up to the hype here coming into them, at least. You got Highland Springs Verina. Enough said about that one. 2 best teams in the area. Duel it out down on Route 5 every year. Always a fun time when those teams meet. That one will not disappoint, of course. Hasn't for years. You've got Armstrong TJ. City Schools undefeated. Played in the playoffs last year. Things got heated You could throw the record books out when these teams play. You don't want to, though. They're both undefeated. After the game last year, Armstrong won the game. The coach made a social media post making fun of TJ, got suspended for the next week's game when Armstrong lost and got bounced from the playoffs. So there's a little water under that bridge down there on Cool Lane. TJ playing super well this year as well. They've got some great talent down there. Then Saturday afternoon, two of the private school best face off when Benedictine faces Trinity. I was kind of poo-pooing Zach on that yesterday. I feel bad for that because it's a great rivalry. It's a great matchup. It's just they're going to play again, as they do every year. This is just the first one. This is the appetizer. They're going to play each other again in a game that means something in a couple months. So I'm going to rank that third on the power ranking here. Not that it's not a great game. It is a great game. But we'll catch that one again later. You may not catch these other ones again later. They're a ton of fun, though. We're rolling along. We'll take your calls, 833-804-0910. If you got thoughts about the weekend ahead in football, Commanders, Giants, of course, 1 o'clock right here on the Fan Sunday. Up in New York, a place that has not always been kind to these guys. It's not that, like, because earlier in the year, I was like, they have to beat the Giants to show things are different now. To show that they've turned the page, new ownership, new quarterback, new coach, all those things, right? The Commanders, football teams, Redskins of the past lose those games. They need to show they've turned the page. I'm not going to make a big speech like that because they don't. They have turned the page. We've seen it. They're 6-2. If they lose, they're 6-3, and they're still in a really good spot, and they're still a really good football team. I'll be unhappy about that development, as I think all fans would be if they lose to the Giants. But it wouldn't represent any kind of cosmic, like, of course they lose, they're Washington, they always lose. It doesn't represent anything like that. It's just a game and any given Sunday and all those things. That said, if they win, they're 7-2 going into what I think is the most fun three-game stretch of the entire season here. You've got the Steelers. That defense speaks for itself. I think it's the best defense in football. Russell Wilson, the drama, the comedy that is Russell Wilson, speaks for itself. Then you got the Eagles, and no matter what happens the next couple weeks, that game is going to set the tone on who's favored to win the NFC East. So that's a big game right there. Home field in the playoffs potentially on the line up there at Lincoln Financial. And then you get your shot at the Cowboys on the long week off the extra rest. And I think this team matches up well right now against the Cowboys because they are susceptible to having the ball run down their throat. And I know a guy or two who wear burgundy and gold who can run the ball down their throats. We've also got a great college slate this weekend headlined by Virginia Tech Syracuse right here on the Fan. Now, two of our schools are off this weekend, JMU and UVA. Now, JMU beat Southern Miss on Saturday. This is one of those, like, nobody feels good after the win wins. They won by a couple touchdowns. They're supposed to win by a lot of touchdowns. I don't know that the offense got exactly where they want to get it to. You won. It's a Sun Belt game. You won. They got to 6, which means they're legit bowl eligible. Remember, they didn't get to celebrate it last year because they were still in the probationary period transferring up to Division I. Here's Coach Bob Chesney on what it means that the Dukes are going bowling.
Well, it means a lot. I think that, you know, coming in here and just, again, I just look back on when the positives happen, I look back and just think of just how much work went into this, going back to December and being up in those press boxes and trying to field a team and get guys together so that we would have enough to play football. You know, there's just a lot that went into it, and there was a lot of work from a lot of people. So to have that, you know, be a result right now, it's a nice start to the
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Rest of the season, but that's just at a start. This is nowhere near where we end, but it is great for the university, and it's just great, you know, to be at this level and to be bowl eligible at this moment.
Yeah, I think that's the right note struck there by Bob Chesney, who you celebrate it because it's one of those markers on the way to where you're going. It's not the goal, though. JMU didn't huddle preseason this year and say, let's win 6. Let's go to a bowl game. They got their sights on much bigger things. And ultimately, on that group of 5 playoff spot, which isn't going to happen this year with the losses and with the really good teams at the top. You talk about Boise, Army, and Navy. All teams, you know, right there competing for that spot. I think it's Boise's to lose right now is the consensus. They'll get there, though. They'll have years where they're in that. And certainly in a transition year, making the bowl, having some big wins, putting a 70 spot up on UNC and Chapel Hill. These are the things that will keep the juices flowing, keep the tickets selling, keep the recruiting pipeline moving. And so JMU is absolutely right to celebrate getting to 6, getting to a bowl. Over at UVA, it's a less fun bye week. You might remember last time we saw them on Saturday, they were getting pummeled by North Carolina. And it was not pretty for Anthony Calandria, sacked 9 times. Tony Musket came in the fourth quarter, and he did well. And that, of course, leads to the age-old question, is it time to change the quarterback? My answer, a very definitive no on that. Let's hear from Coach Tony Elliott first, though.
Well, you know, there wasn't a ton of discussion because, you know, in fairness to Calandria, there wasn't some time. There wasn't much time. You know, he was getting his back foot in the ground and guys were on him. And so I thought he battled, considering the circumstances, you know, to just keep playing, was getting hit and sacked. And so the discussion didn't really take place until later in the game. Because again, in a situation like that, we felt like his ability to elude and escape, you know, gave us, you know, the best opportunity amidst the struggles that we had up front today.
That's my assessment as well. Now, you know, he's a coach, so he can't say things like Anthony Calandria is going to be the quarterback. He said, we're going to evaluate everything. It's a bye week. That's what you do. If you think you can give your team an edge, you give your team that edge. But he didn't have any time. They had a backup center. At one point, they had first and goal from the 2-yard line. Snaps the ball over Calandria's head. They have second and goal from the 12-yard line. They settle for a field goal. 9 sacks. I didn't, on the scorecard, I didn't score a lot of them against the quarterback. Now, we all know there's things the quarterback can do to make life easier to get the ball out quickly. I thought this was the a banged-up O-line, just not competing against a really physical UNC team that, you know, saw a winnable game, and good for them. They needed that in the midst of a long season for them. What's it mean big picture for UVA? They're at 4. I don't see 6. I don't see any way they get to 6. I think, though, with the 4 to go, they're going to be significant underdogs in all 4 of their final 4 remaining games. They're at Pitt next week. Pitt SMU is the main event this week in the ACC. Of course, if Pitt wins, they're in the driver's seat to be in the ACC title game against all odds. So they're rolling. They're going to be big favorites over UVA. They're at Notre Dame after that. Enough said there. They're hosting SMU. As previously mentioned, SMU undefeated in ACC play, and they are at Virginia Tech, and we know how that series has gone recently. So the question is, do they have to win one of these, right? Because if you end the season started well, there were some good vibes, some good feelings. If you end on a 7-game losing streak, what does that mean for your offseason? What does that mean for the coach? What does that mean for the program? I don't think he's going anywhere because he got the 4. But if you talk about what he needs to be competitive and to keep it up, I think he's got to win one of these. And I don't know which one it is. They all look pretty daunting from here. But that's their bye week dilemma. They got to figure out which one of these they can win, push the chips in there, go all out, try to figure out how they can steal a win somehow in this final slate of 4 games that looks, at first glance, really daunting. And I think that's ultimately what the season will be measured by, is did you get one? Did you break up that losing streak? You end at 5, that stinks. You know, if you'd won this North Carolina game, you'd be fighting for 6. I think that, you know, the bowl's fun. Everybody wants to go to a bowl game. This would be their bowl games to get one of these 4. And I think that's the tasking for Tony Musket. Or Tony Elliott, Musket if he plays. That's the tasking for Tony Elliott. You can't finish on a 7-game losing streak. Doesn't look good on the old recruiting trail. We're back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. I'll be cool like Lane Castellane someday. You just throw whatever at him, and he's got a smart take on it. I love that. That's all you need as a radio host right there. Just, he knows everything. You tee him up, and he gets rolling. Great weekend in high school sports ahead. Speaking of people who know everything, Gary Hess will join the program tomorrow, 10:15 a.m. Set your watch, set your alarm. I know you're going to have a lot of candy tonight. Make sure you're up by 10. Talking to you, Stubb, make sure you catch Gary Hess on the program as he gets us ready for a really fun Armstrong-TJ rivalry game. Gary Hess's first trip down there to Cool Lane, a game from Armstrong High School. As we get you ready for the weekend in the world of sports, get you ready for Halloween night. We got the Odyssey Halloween party coming up here. That's always a ton of fun. There will be pizza, so you know I'm fired up about that. Doesn't take much to get me somewhere. So there will be pizza. I'm there. The VCU student journalists invited me earlier this year to come hang out and chat. We got pizza. I'm in. Don't tell anybody I would have done it without the pizza, because I love VCU and I love everything they're doing over there.
Oh, sure.
But the pizza makes it easy. That's a good one.
Automatic yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. Election Day is not like a holiday for most people, right? The kids are off school.
They are.
But I don't think the rest of the world's not off school, right? Yeah, the kids don't even vote.
The kids don't even vote. I don't get it. They're not going to the poll place.
That's a great point. Yeah. We're still doing the show to the rest of the people, though, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm figuring it all out live. I'll be here either way, because that'll be our first.
You know, if you come, I'll come.
Wow. Very generous of you. That'll be our first VCU basketball wrap-up show, because it'll be at the game Monday night at the Siegel Center. Hopefully get maybe some good interviews afterward that we pass along to you. Monday, you'll hear from a handful of VCU basketball players, some interviews we did this week as we get you ready for tip-off on Monday night on what we're hoping will be a double victory Monday for Virginia Tech at Syracuse, setting up that big Clemson game, and the Commanders up in New York against the Giants. Paratrap games, pair of games where you just hold your breath, hope you can get to the other side and figure out how to win the big ones that are coming up after this, because the Commanders have a fantastic schedule on the other side of this this Giants game. I won't talk a lot of election, but we haven't mentioned Tavarius Floyd in a while. I feel like we need to mention the towing company guy, because this was a great story. Tavarius Floyd's the guy who's running for city council, 6th district, so that's like Manchester and downtown. And allegedly, he lied about everything, is basically the story here. So he said he raised over $100,000 for his race. He said all these, he said he was related to George Floyd. He said he owned a funeral home, all these things. And the news reported that none of these things are true, and he doesn't have $100,000, and he doesn't have a funeral home, and his sister,
which he does not appreciate.
He didn't appreciate
Facebook page.
He didn't appreciate that. His sister said they're not related to George Floyd, so I'm not meddling in that sort of thing. But I feel like, as sources go, that's as close as you're going to get to the situation.
Very true.
Until their parents weigh in, if they have something to say. So he every month the candidates have to say how much money they've raised for the race, mm-hmm. and he's always said he's raised more than $10,000 in every reporting period.
Okay,
which again allegedly that may not have existed. So this on Monday he had to report how much money he had raised, and he knows everybody's watching. We're all waiting to see, and he reported that he raised $300 during October. $250 of that came from the Seibert's towing company guy, which is kind of great in and of itself.
Yeah.
So we wrote about this at the Richmonder, richmonder.org, and the next morning, I was actually in here, the Seibert's towing guy reached out to me.
Oh, no.
And said, hey, just so you know, we made the donation before we knew anything. We've asked him for a refund.
Oh.
So now we're down...
$50?
To $50.
Woo.
And
you can't buy posters with that.
It's when you lose Seibert's towing. That's a tough. It's a tough break right there.
Now I need to know where the $50 is from.
It was listed as assorted cash or something like that. Like it's like the
like
Salvation Army, like you're ringing the bell and people are doing the thing. No, he's had all sorts of Facebook comments. I sent you my favorite one, which was, I'm going to pull this up here so I can read it. Such a blessing, fighting for you and you're fighting for me. That's called relationship.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
That's called relationship right
there. I like the one where he says people city, people person.
He's a people person.
He's a people person.
He's a people person. He's out there.
I also am looking at one that says they call me blue cheese because I be dressing. Just casually in the middle of all the arrest.
All right, he pulled that off an Instagram or something. There's no way he thought of that himself.
No.
If he did, he's back in.
But he was like, you know what? I feel like I can change the tone here.
We're going to change the narrative of this race. I've got the best crisis PR team in the business. What do we do? What if you posted on Facebook, they call me blue cheese because I be dressing? It's perfect.
I waited so long to pull that.
Has that been sitting on the hotkeys?
Yeah.
The whole time? Cheese. Did you pull that or was that a JC?
I pulled that.
You've been waiting all these months for cheese to be referenced on the show just to hit that button?
Yes.
Wow.
I'm ready.
We did it.
Tavarius Floyd, thank you.
Yeah. He may not get to be on city council.
But he's making my dreams come true.
Right? And that's not nothing. Maybe the real city council race was the friends we made along the way. I love it. MP on the mic, special Halloween edition, as we get ready for the candy, for the pizza, for all the things on a beautiful Halloween day. And, of course, celebrate the New York Yankees losing in dramatic fashion. I devoted the entire opening segment to the Yankees losing with 3 errors in the 5th inning, but I feel like we need to go back and can we play Aaron Boone, This'll Sting again? Because that's one of my favorite. This is just, if you're the manager and your team loses a tough game, you're called on to give some words of wisdom in the locker room. And Aaron Boone was there ready to rise to the occasion.
I understand the clubhouse was supposed to be open a while ago, so I apologize for that. You know, I've talked to you through this postseason and the World Series.
just about the closeness of that room, and really that's what it was all about. I mean, just guys pouring their heart out and being there for one another, loving each other, and because obviously this is a very difficult moment for us. You get to this point, you know, as I said to the guys, you know, this obviously it stings now, but this is going to sting forever. And there were just a lot of heartfelt messages to each other, and so I apologize for that. Congratulate the Dodgers and Dave on you know winning it all. You know, they were the better team in this series.
It's boys, I know you think this stings right now. I just need you to know this will never ever leave you. Thanks, Skip. That's what we needed in this difficult moment. Anthony Volpe can't throw the ball to third base. Garrett Cole can't run to first base. Aaron Judge, first error of the season. If I feel for anybody, I feel a little tiny bit for Aaron Judge because he was so bad at hitting, too. Like, that was the one thing he had, and then that was taken from him as well in the field. I feel 0% bad for Garrett Cole, because covering first base is a thing you do in coach pitch baseball. You get benched for not doing that in T-ball. Yeah, to not do that in the fifth inning of the World Series Game 5, I don't have any morsels of sympathy for Garrett Cole. That's my thought. That's where I'm at. Brilliant end to a great baseball season. Congrats to the script writers for delivering a gem of a World Series. Shohei Ohtani's got his first ring. He's on the board now, gets to take his place among the all-time greats officially. The Dodgers get a parade. They didn't get one in 2020. That was the COVID year. And they roll into the offseason knowing that it was the best team money could buy. Yanks had the second best team money could buy. Leave with questions, though, about just how good the American League was this year as the Yankees shredded the AL on their way to losing to the Dodgers. I think we learned which league was the better league over the course of the season, which we knew. Let's hear a little Jerry Jones as well, because the Cowboys are, of course, the story every day. Cowboys Falcons on Sunday. Yeah, Jerry said he was all in this offseason. And now he's changing his mind, and now maybe Dak Prescott is changing what he's doing. Let's hear from our guy Jerry Jones. See what he has to say.
His ability to run is there. There's no question about that. As far as him physically, he can run, and you really don't want to see him take off with that ball. These quarterbacks that run, you know, they're going to get injured, and that happens. And happens to the youngest, happens to the best. It's happened to Dak. I wouldn't say it's up there in red letters in the practice facility, don't run, but I would say that we want him to be smart about it, and he is being smart about it. I don't want to see him take those kinds of hits.
That's the dilemma, that's the debate. Not every place do they have the owner weigh in on those dilemmas and debates, but Dallas is a special place. That's what they do there. St. Louis basketball coach Josh Schertz joins us momentarily on the program. I chat with him at A10 Media Day. Is this our time to get out? Is this the cue? Time to get out of here? Time to get out of here? Make your way for Josh Schertz. Let's do it. Josh Schertz on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan.
105.1 FM. Getting you ready for college basketball season today. Getting fired up. It's around the corner. Something to get excited about this year in the A10 is St. Louis. St. Louis is a team with a lot of money, a lot of prestige historically, made a really bad hire in Travis Ford and paid for that. But I also think they're not on the George Mason trajectory, right, which is bad hire, you sink, you never rise again. There's a lot of money there. There's a lot of desire there. Similar to how VCU reps for Richmond, St. Louis, the Billikens. They ride for that town, and I think there's a lot of interest in getting them back to the top again. I think they made a great hire in Josh Schertz as their coach, and they're going to be a fun team to watch. They got Robbie Avila, who made his name at Indiana State last year, was obviously a ton of fun to watch. The goggles, all that. He's bringing that to the A-10. He'll bring that watchability to A-10 basketball. I had a chance to sit down with Coach Josh Schertz of the St. Louis Billikens at A-10 Media Day. Let's play that conversation now.
Josh Schertz, Coach, take us through the job, the opportunity, what brought you to this place this time?
You know, it was we obviously last spring was a little bit little crazy, playing and then trying to navigate what next steps would be, if that was whether that was returning to Indiana State or going somewhere else, and trying to kind of compartmentalize all that. And St. Louis to at the end of the day we had a lot of, my wife and I had a lot of opportunities. And St. Louis felt right. We really connected with the administration, felt like there was an alignment in our values and our beliefs, not just what we want to accomplish, but how we want to accomplish it. Felt like they had the facility, infrastructure, resources to compete at a high level and build a sustainable championship program. And, and then it was a place that, it was kind of weird. We had a number of friends that either do live in St. Louis or did live there or grew up there. And every one of them really raved about, the city. You hear a lot of other stuff and it was like, man. But the people that actually lived there, everybody was really complimentary about it. So at the end of the day, it was where we made as a family decision that would be our next steps. And it's turned out, so far so good.
I know it's probably a cliche, sleeping giant, right? But you're at a school that has high expectations, hasn't met them, but is resourced to get to that level.
Yeah, I think certainly, that's something, outside looking in, you have everything you need. You have a, you do have the resources, you do have the facilities, you've got a great campus, you've got big-time academics, you have everything you need to really recruit and attract high-level talent. We have to put it together. They've had pockets of success, right? With the Spoonhour era, with Coach Majerus, and followed in by Coach Cruz, and had a stretch where they went, three straight years of tournament and won a game, which is not easy to do. But the challenge has been sustainable success, and that's what we're going to try to build as a program that has, fans don't want to hear that. You're not going to win it every single year, but you want to be in the mix every single year. And that's what, to me, sustainable success is, that every single year, you're in the fight to compete for something. And, that's what we want to build at St. Louis. And we think we have all the pieces necessary to do that.
And you bring Robbie with you. How important is that? Obviously, his success as a player speaks for itself, but to be able to set the tone, have somebody on your side who knows your expectations.
Yeah, I think his value, on the court's immense, but it's probably equal off the court relative to, somebody that he really lives and breathes our culture. I think your best player always sets the tone for the entire team. He sets a great tone in terms of, he's really emotionally grounded. He's got uncommon maturity, uncommon poise, doesn't get rattled, handles success and failure the right way. And when your best player does that, other guys tend to do it as well. And I think he brings, to the court and the locker room the vision for who we want to be and how we want to run our program. And he does a great job leading and coaching and holding guys accountable and but doing it in a way that makes guys better and is not offensive. So, it's awesome to have him in a myriad of ways, but certainly his off-court value to our success is every bit as impactful as his on-court. And his on-court, he's as good a player as there is.
You mentioned the resources. How important is that when you're having that discussion, the NIL discussion? How active are we going to be? That seems to be, increasingly a big part of why people go where they go, why schools succeed or fail.
Yeah, I think, like anything, I don't think, I'll say this, like, having a robust NIL collective doesn't guarantee you success, but not having one probably guarantees you're not going to have sustained success, yeah. Right? Like, so that's the way I would view it. You got to be competitive inside the space you're in. You don't have to be number one, but you got to be competitive in the space you're in. Certainly in today's climate, the ability to be competitive in that space is a big deal. Now, I'll say this. I don't know about other A-10 schools. For us, if it's just a money grab, if it's just, hey, I that's the number one thing to me is how much, then we're probably not going to get that kid. And they probably wouldn't want to be there anyway. We got to get guys that are coming for the right reasons. I think players, if they're in the culture, they're a part of your system, they may stay for, you may be able to keep them for 30 cents on the dollar. Nobody's going to stay for pennies on the dollar.
Sure.
And so you got to have an ability, I think, to retain and then go out when you need to and recruit talented players. And that's a part of the equation now that wasn't just, a couple of years ago.
We got another minute or two here. St. Yep. Louis coach Josh Schertz. The A-10, I mean, you see the preseason rankings out today. I think six teams got first place votes. There's a lot of sorting out to do, but also I think everybody sees the opportunity for this to be a multi-bid league this year, which is obviously the goal.
Yeah, I think, certainly being a multi-bid league is the goal, and can we get from where, two to three, and how does that move? How does that needle move? The strength of the league, I mean, it's my first time going through it, but from talking to people, I think the depth is going to be really good. And sometimes that hurts you, when you have a league that's so deep, beat up on each other. And so that becomes challenging. How do we navigate that? But, the key in, leagues establish themselves in terms of how they're viewed in November, December. Because then really in January, it's just you're playing each other. And so we got to do a great job as a league in November, December, take advantage of our opportunities, us included. We've got some really good opportunities, but I know so does Dayton and VCU and St. Joe's. And a lot of teams in our league have really, some big-time opportunities in that November, December non-con window. We got to take advantage of those opportunities, put ourselves best position possible, and then, it seems like, as you said, from the rankings, there's a lot of parity. There's a lot of teams that people think could win the league. I think 3, 4, 5 are separated by maybe is it 8 points, something like that. I mean, separate fifth to third. So and there wasn't a huge gap, between there and second. So I think, VCU is pretty much a consensus of favorite. And then after that, I think there's a lot of teams that people think are going to be in the mix to challenge. And the great thing about basketball and all the preseason stuff is, you got to go earn on the lines in between those four lines on the wood. And that time's, be here before we know it. And I think all of us are excited to go out and compete against somebody else.
You've got Robbie, Ryan Odom's got Max Schulg, a couple veteran guys who are going to be faces of the conference this year. How excited are you for that matchup already?
Yeah, I Ryan's got a great team. He's such a good coach. We've known each other for a while. We actually coached against each other in Division II. When Ryan was at Lenoir Ryan, nice. He was in the same league.
Nice.
So I was at Lincoln Memorial. We had maybe the best game I've been a part of was we played down there, and it was a 4 overtime game.
Wow.
124 to 123, I believe. So it was an incredible game. And so Ryan's just what they've built there. Obviously, they have a great brand and over a long period of time. But certainly, when you come into a league like we are new, you want to go and compete against the best. And certainly, when you look at this league, what VCU, what Dayton have done over a sustained period of time, like those are the programs that everybody's chasing. So the opportunity to go and lace it up against those guys, get across, compete, and figure out where we stand. Super excited about that, and we know what an incredible challenge those teams, and certainly that VCU team is going to present, not just to us but everybody in this league. They're picked first for a reason, and with Max and all the veteran guys they got back. And then Ryan, that staff. When you got great players, you got great coaches. Those are the hardest teams to play, but also I think as much fun as you can have if you're a competitor.
124, 123. Who won that one?
We did.
There you go.
Tough one. tough one. We got it by 1 point on a shot at the buzzer. So we did. We just snake it in.
Awesome. We'll look forward to seeing you in Richmond. Thanks for the time, Coach.
Appreciate it. Thanks so much for having me.
Great stuff from Coach Josh Schertz. Thanks to him for making time for us. We're back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again.
In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.